For more than a century, rodeo has brought large animal wranglers and riders across the West into competition. The Roaring Fork Valley has two regular rodeos in the summer months, and this year marks the 40th continuous season for the Snowmass Rodeo. Chris Council is the staff photographer for the Aspen Daily News. Chris Janich has been interning at the Daily News as a photographer this summer. We asked them to produce a multimedia essay on the Snowmass Rodeo, and we've put it up on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. They join us now. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I've gone to rodeos. Most of us have gone to rodeos, and you get there, and there's like a million things going on at once. How do you decide which images you're going to focus on or your decision processes for which visuals you're going to use?
We went out the first week, and it was basically a test run. So we just kind of went out with our gear, and we kind of watched the rodeo start to finish. We captured a lot of stuff, but we actually didn't use any of that. That was our starting point. And then from there, we kind of went back and kind of figured out who the cast of characters would be and, you know, who were the important players in our story and what we wanted our story to be. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do the story. You can look at it from the physical aspect and how people get hurt or how some people think they can make a living at it, or from a cultural standpoint, you know, it has a rich history here in the Valley. In our case, we really wanted to emphasize and focus on the fact that this year is special and that it's the 40th anniversary.
Once we got that narrowed down, by the time we went into the last rodeo that we shot, you know, we had a substantial amount of footage from before, but we went in knowing exactly what we needed to, you know, round out the story and finish it up.
With creating a video like this, there's a couple components. So the action scenes that we captured, all that footage is what's referred to as B-roll. So that's the footage that kind of overlays the meat of the story. But the meat of the story are the actual interviews that we conducted with our main characters. So those are the voices in the background, and those are the people that are telling the story.
It's fun. 8 seconds is a long time, I'll tell you that. It's definitely hard on the body. I think the more technique and the more experience you have, you know, you can ride for quite a while.
We are celebrating our 40th anniversary here.
I've done a lot of things, you know. It's the rodeo's lasted the longest. It's outlasted two or three marriages, and you know, it continues to go. And this is no thanks to me, really, but I'm proud to have started it, you know. And I'm proud.
What makes a good story? Is it the visuals? Is it the characters? Is it all of the above?
I think the bar is incredibly high. I forget what the stat is. You know, it's something like you need to engage your viewer within like the first 4 seconds, yeah. And then you need to re-engage them, I think, every 8 to 10 seconds afterwards. Otherwise, they're gone. You know, they're looking at cat videos on YouTube.
So what's a re-engaging shot then? You've got them. You got them the first 4 seconds. Now you're 30 seconds in. What do you put in? What kind of thing is that?
50 kids chasing 3 cows around the ring.
And the key is to not just, you can't just randomly put things in there that are just interesting to look at. They also have to match the content of what's happening. So, you know, as you watch the video, there's ebbs and flows and kind of the sequence. And when you're talking about the story aspect, you know, you ideally want there to be a natural arc to the story. So, kind of like writing a book or anything else, it's not just a bunch of information. There needs to be a progression. And the thing that came out to us were the land use issues and the fact that the rodeo sits in the heart of Snowmass and the property value is incredibly high. And for 40 years, there's been a kind of a struggle to keep that land in various ways. And whether or not that'll be here in 40 years, that's kind of the big question mark.
So the video is 4 minutes and 3 seconds long. How long did it take, literally, from beginning to end to produce something 4 minutes long?
I go to school in Syracuse University, and I, you know, this is what I'm learning now. One of my professors has estimated that for each final minute of video, you get at least 2 hours of editing time. I think we overshot that probably by an extra 2 hours.
On the face of it, it was probably, roughly a 25-hour project.
You're going to be working on another one. What is the subject, and when can we look forward to that?
It's a piece on the Challenge Aspen's camo project that does equine therapy for soldiers with disabilities or with different injuries.
They're cognitive injuries as opposed to physical injuries. Mm-hmm. So with this piece, it captures both the experience of the soldiers who fought and some of the things that they struggle with, as well as we have a really amazing nonprofit in the Valley, Challenge Aspen, who has a specific program specifically to work with veterans.
An amazing thing to witness, you know, these guys, you know, after maybe even just an hour, how you could tell their comfort level started to increase with these horses, and, you know, it was really taking an effect on them.
We'll look forward to that. Chris, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks, Roger.
Photographers Chris Council and Chris Janich produced a multimedia essay on the Snowmass Rodeo for our website, aspenpublicradio.org. They are photographers for the Aspen Daily News. Check it out at aspenpublicradio.org. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.